The gospel passage is from the Gospel according to John in chapter 8. To the Jews who believed in him, Jesus said, "If you make my word your home, you will indeed be my disciples. You will learn the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered, "We are descended from Abraham, and we have never been the slaves of anyone. What do you mean you will be made free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, everyone who commits sin is a slave. Now the slave's place in the house is not assured, but the son's place is assured. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descended from Abraham, but in spite of that, you want to kill me, because nothing I say has penetrated into you. What I, for my part, speak of is what I have seen with my father. But you put into action the lessons learned from your father." They repeated, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do as Abraham did. As it is, you want to kill me when I tell you the truth as I have learned it from God. That is not what Abraham did. What you are doing is what your father does." "We were not born of prostitution," they went on. "We have one father, God." Jesus answered, "If God were your father, you would love me, since I have come here from God. Yes, I have come from him. Not that I came because I chose. No, I was sent, and by him." This fascinating text from the Gospel according to John is rich in disagreement and misunderstanding. I will mention only one or two instances. The group described as the Jews who believed in Jesus are keen to point out to Jesus that they were never slaves of anyone. How quickly people forget. There were not, after all, the inconsiderable periods of exile and slavery to foreign power in Egypt to begin with, and then in that period that was and is known precisely as Babylonian captivity. But you can convince yourself of something, and you may need someone else to point out that your memory is, shall we say, selective. In any case, Jesus does not correct them on this point of history, but rather points to the other kind of slavery, that to sin. It is this that is the target Jesus wishes to hit during his ministry, no matter what it takes. How curious that Jesus is reported as saying to this same group of Jews, "You want to kill me because nothing I say has penetrated into you." And this is a group John the Evangelist describes as Jews who believed in him. Can this be true? Can this be credible? I mean, this group believe in Jesus, are accused of wanting him dead? My mind comes nowhere near understanding this paradox or contradiction, but I will say one thing. There is belief and belief. And each disciple has known very different stages of her or his faith. "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief," is often quoted. Faith and doubt can both be on the field of play that is our mind and heart. And we can grow in faith and be aware of this. Just some are aware that their faith is somehow melting away or even becoming so arid that it can no longer take the water of life or the cup of salvation. I believe there are disciples of Jesus, yes, folk who do believe in him, but at the same time would be happy if the Lord Jesus turned the other way on occasion, or at least did not see or notice what that disciple was doing. Faith is partial. After all, it is part of a camino, a pilgrimage that is still underway. Faith can be inconsistent, or rather our daily lives can be inconsistent with the teachings we profess to believe. Each of us is best to feel challenged and encouraged by Jesus, but some still find his attention uncomfortable and thus unwelcome, if only he looked away. When our faith, on the other hand, grows deeper, grows further along the path of life, then the Word of God, the very reality of Jesus and his message, here it is that we will find our home, our health of soul, and our mission. Then we will most assuredly want Jesus alive, alive within us, very much present on our life's journey. Not dead, but alive and providing life.